average. It was when he was playing basketball in North Carolina. These guys weren't born when he was doing that, but I was watching him. Man, what a stud. I mean, obviously a physical presence that is like no one else in the league. So, I mean, he's been making plays for so long in the league. And when he's with Chicago, it's you always know where he's at. And I think you're always kind of drawn to him just because of the plays he makes. So, yeah, it's awesome having him on our side for sure.
And the challenge of him, you know, going from a defensive end with a hand on the ground to standing up at outside linebacker.
I mean, for a guy that's athletic like him, I don't think it is a challenge. It definitely is for some guys that maybe played their whole life as a DN with their hand on the ground. But Joyce has stood up in the past, I think, and they've really moved him around a lot. So for him, I mean, I say it all the time. Not only did Joyce play D1 college basketball, he played for North Carolina. Like, he wasn't playing for some small school. He was playing at the top. So if there's ever going to be an athlete that can do it, it's a guy like him.
Your team hung in there last year. You get the big win in Chicago to get to the postseason. The disappointing loss to the 49ers here at home. How do you process that in the month of January with your fellow teammates?
I mean, obviously, it's a really tough way to go out, especially at home, you know, at Lambeau. And I think we said it even after that game. Once you beat Chicago like we did last play, A-Rod to Randall, A-Rod coming back, everything looks like it's all set up for you to make a run at it. So, yeah, it was, man, what a disappointing loss. Still is. You know, you never forget those, that's for sure. But it's May, whatever, right now, and every team feels good about their chances. We just have to come out and try to find a way to not let that happen again.
In your evaluation, does Julius look comfortable playing linebacker?
Oh, yeah, he looks comfortable from day one when he walked in for the offseason workouts. I think you obviously notice his athletic ability right off the bat. I don't know how old he is. Do you guys know how old he is?
34.
Yeah, 34, runs like he's 18. You know, he's if there's ever a genetic freak that was put on this planet, it's Julius. I mean, what a just a specimen. And I have a ton of respect for how he works, too. He's been what a great teammate just from day one. He's a quiet guy that already knows what he's doing. So it's fun to be around a guy like him.
Guaranteed that the defense was going to take a pretty big step forward this year. And the additions that have been made draft with Julius, do you see kind of that same thing, that, you know, there's definitely a newer element to this defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way it's gone and how we've haven't got it done in the playoffs, especially the last couple of years, 2-3 years, yeah, I mean, there has to be kind of a sense of urgency and a sense to find a way to get it right. And we're not going to win the Super Bowl right now, not in May, but you can definitely take a step back. We don't want to do that. We want to be going forward. So, yeah, I mean, of course, adding a guy like Julius, we have young guys that have more experience. We brought in a lot of great rookies, so yeah, it's looking good right now, but it's up to us to put it together once we actually get on the field and start playing.